I can honestly say that I've been asked a million times why I have sex with horses. And I normally just shrug and say, it's a hobby. But that's a lie, because when I'm in horse, I'm at home. From the hooves of an Appaloosa, or the mane of a Shetland pony, anywhere I venture is the place I love and know. My entire life, people preach that I could be anything that I wanted to be. But when I told them that I wanted to be the guy who fucks Seabiscuit, the guy that actually has sex with the horse Seabiscuit, they told me I need to get a grip on reality. And to them, a grip on reality means the American dream. Working 9-to-5, crammed up in a tiny cubicle, having 2.5 kids, a two-story suburban house, and a white picket fence. I'd divorce once, and I'd have debt into my early 30s because I took some bullshit university degree that's supposed to help me in the end. This isn't reality. This is just a dull outlook on it. Now, I understand it's human nature to achieve greatness, but I can do this as a guy who puts my penis into the vagina or ass of a horse. I don't need a degree. And if I want to go on an adventure, I don't ever have to leave the comfort of the petting zoo in the parking lot of the middle school that burned down 3 months ago. Yet people spend an entire salary to travel, and I can't help but laugh. I single-handedly busted thousands of loads into the asses and vaginas of retired racehorses. If you have used a glue stick in the last 5 years, you can bet that my genetic material is helping hold your scrapbook together. I am a gamer. And I always will be.
I can't hear you if you're talking.
Oh, no, I haven't
yet.
I was just going to sit here and be weird. I was just going to sit here and be weird the whole time. That's what I was going to do. I'm just going to observe. I'm here to observe.
Yeah, listen to the sweet strands of...
Wow, it's game of the week. Poker for retarded people.
No, it's actually poker for really smart people. Because I haven't been able to win it yet.
Yeah, last week it was Helldivers, which my friends couldn't stop talking about, and now it's this game. Poker game I don't understand.
So I just...
Is it really poker? Or is it like not like poker at all?
It's poker only in the sense that you use a deck of cards, and you score by using poker hands. But... It's not like poker at all in terms of like actual execution.
How do you win?
So you play these various hands. So right now I am trying to get a score of at least 9,000. That's what the big blind is. Your score, the points are chips. So each card has a number of chips. So 9 is 9 chips, 8 is 8 chips, 3 is 3, ace 11, and then face cards are 10. So if I play just a single card, I will get the amount of chips that card gives me, and then I'll get what the associated hand type is, multiplier. So like high card is the amount of chips times 1, or 5 times 1, and then plus whatever chips I get. So you can get different cards, like level these up. So for like I just did a flush a second ago, and I've leveled up flush 3 times, and so it's 65 times 8 multiplier, so that's a pretty high multiplier. And then on top of that, you get these joker cards, which come in different rarities, so like common, uncommon to rare. And then on top of the rarities, you can then have them be foil or polychrome or holographic, and those give you different multipliers as well. So lots of ways to have fun in Bellatro.
I like the soundtrack. You're saying it's like WoW. It's got different colored loot.
It's World of Warcraft.
I'm doing a raid right now. Mom, I can't pause. So please shut the fuck up. Go back to drinking.
Can't pause.
How about that,
Mom?
Games.
You're gonna pull a Randy stare and show up to the Home Depot with a shotgun.
just like you with all the leftover pizza, I can't stop. All right, I have to keep going.
So this was Balatro or Balatro? Or does it matter?
I'm going to lose. Balatro. I haven't been paying attention.
This was confirmed to be a game that was rewritten to be woke by Sweet Baby Ray's Inc., right?
Yes, most certainly.
Yep.
As you can see, all the cards are black.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
All the Jokers
are white with black stereotype faces.
Real crazy afros on them.
The Jokers are queer.
That makes sense.
You know what it is? That would be so funny if like they looked at the Balatro was just going to be a regular poker game and they're like, hey, let's make it fucking queer. Let's make it a little strange. And they introduced Balatro. Okay, so explain to me. I have no idea, no concept what's happening. No,
well,
what
hold on, before we get to that, I just, Balatro talk. I beat my first run.
Oh, yeah?
Very rewarding.
What was your strategy?
Yeah, it was a flushes. So
That's level, kind of the meta for flushes. Right now.
Oh, is it? It makes sense. I mean, mm-hmm. It's what I, personally, I just figured these things out on my own, typically. So I just kind of went with what I felt, and I could tell that flushes were like the easiest way to get the furthest. You know what I mean? So I just get like planet cards, whatever planet it is for to level up flushes, and then like Joker's
Venus.
Support that. Is it?
I think it's Venus. Yeah.
I'm more of a big picture type of guy.
I don't understand. What's Venus? Is Venus? Well, I don't get it.
Men are from Mars.
Oh, you don't get caught up in the details. You just kind of.
I was just saying that. Yeah, I don't, you know, it's the flush planet to me. I don't need to know the specifics. I'm glad there are people like you who do know the specifics.
Folks, these people are coming over from these flush planets, these dookie flush planets. No good. Yeah.
They're not sending their best.
They're not flushing their best. The President Trump signs executive order to reroute all toilets into his office so he can personally inspect all the doo-doos.
Just one giant toilet.
Oval Office has been turned into a big septic tank he dives around in.
I mean, toilet bowls are oval. The Oval Bowl Office.
It's basically a diarrhea fountain in the Oval Office. Just bubbling fucking centipede riddled diarrhea.
He's like the Dune 2 Baron Harkonnen guy. He just kind of hangs out in the shit and floats up out of it every now and again.
He's the best character. That's who I aspire to be. Fat guy that doesn't need to walk and sit and goo.
I want one of those suits they keep him in for the movie. I need that to walk around in public for on a normal day.
That reminds me of that BioWare Fan Has Fun video.
I don't know. Do you remember that?
It's the guy in a gimp suit and a septic tank.
Oh.
rolling around in it.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about that.
Oh, yeah. That guy's cool. We'll come over to your house and dive in your septic tank.
Just having fun. But yeah, the Gamergate 2, I only know a little about it, and maybe that's all there is, but something along the lines of there's a consulting company that helps rewrite or give feedback on game scripts or stories. Yeah. And there's the accusation by all the very upset people that it's making, here's the BioWare Fan Has Fun video. That it's making all scripts woke.
there's two separate things there. This video is deplorable. There's two separate things there.
I think he's just
it's not
a good time.
It's not like a theory that they do consulting to like
punch up
make
scripts.
Things right to make things more. I mean, this is from their website. They do it to include people of color and gay people and all that kind of stuff or whatever.
It's also so fucking disgusting.
Hey, Mass Effect's a good game.
Andromeda.
I don't know about that, but I don't know about Andromeda. But
doo-doo butter swimming pool.
Would you? So for people listening at home, it's a guy in a gimp suit sloshing around in just literal doo-doo.
He's finding stuff in there. Found some treasure in there.
Would you guys do that for $100?
$100
A crisp hundo? What about blue face?
Let me tell you this. What about a signed $2 bill? Would you do it for that?
Ooh. Only signed if it was signed by Mikey Miles.
A censored Disturbed CD from Walmart.
Original issue Disturbed CD.
Okay, so the Baby Enterprises, what is it? They're involved. They try to push.
Well, so I was just going to say before I hand it over to Mr. G, to get the full in depth
Spurg that wants to talk about it.
Exactly. Based on what Kevin said, it's not a theory that they like are consulting to make stuff more, quote unquote, more woke. That is their like stated mission, right? Some of the games they've worked on, it's like, oh, that's why the story sucked. Some of the games they've worked on, I feel like have been like, I mean, they have the normal stuff for today, but it's like, it didn't ruin the game or anything like that. But the controversy is over like people just like becoming aware of them and a Steam user creating a curator list to track which games they've worked on. So I don't know. That's all the setup I wanted to give.
Yeah. So this guy, Cabrutus, made a Steam curator group would link to SBI's own website and say, like, hey, they worked on this game, by the way. It's not recommended. He would just do reviews from that, and he wouldn't say anything. Like, he would use no language. He would just simply link the source and say, not recommended.
Hey, some of you are right. Don't come to Dragon Age tomorrow.
Yeah. Don't come to the curator group.
What's the big city in World of Warcraft called?
Orgrimmar? Well, there's a couple. Stormwind.
Orgrimmar, Darnassus.
Some of you are right. Don't come to Darnassus tomorrow. There's going to be POCs.
a mass bow shooting.
Those giant tigers that people ride are going to go crazy. My whistle.
Oh, he's usually not like this. I'm so sorry.
I like the presumption
Mittens usually
that
doesn't do this.
The game stories are getting ruined by this consulting company, as if writers for video games can't just make shit, yeah, like garbage shit on their own, which they have been doing for decades.
That's definitely part of it. But so Cabrutus started warning, you know, just getting the word out like any other Steam curator would do. And one of the employees of Sweet Baby got incredibly incensed about it and started, like, you know, linking Steam's rules on Twitter. Like, this guy's violating the terms of service.
And, they got defensive. I didn't know.
They got
this.
Almost immediately.
That's like, what people are mad about. That's what people response. Are,
yeah. And so this person started tweeting out this guy's Steam account and his page and saying, like, report the fuck out of this group because he's just singling us out because he's a racist and doesn't like black people in games. That's what they went with right away. And that's what they've tried to frame anyone who has been critical of these games that they've written, which arguably, like, a lot of the shit they worked on has tanked. Like, Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League fucking tanked.
What a game.
And like, the weird, like, ritualistic killings of Batman. Like, you could tell they wrote this shit. The people who wrote this are, like, real spiteful weirdos, you know? Uh-huh. It doesn't really make sense. And so they end up punching up scripts on these games, and these games flop.
I'm trying to punch down scripts, but, you know what I mean?
Hey.
It seems like they need to be a little bit, honestly. And, like, they act like they're successful, and they'll cite, like, Spider-Man 2, because they worked on that. They'll, like, cherry-pick examples of games that did okay, but, like, Spider-Man 2 still hasn't broke even on, like, its original investment. Either way, it was just, like, mildly successful. There's instances of things they've done in those games. Like, I remember the hullabaloo about, like, the pride flags being in fucking Spider-Man. Like, that's part of what they do. They want to make sure everybody's inclusive in the game. Like, and they, a lot of them seem like they, like, their intentions are stated in such a way that it's like, well, we want to make sure that someone sees a character in the game and feels represented and seen. Mm-hmm. But, like, I don't think, like, the end user consumer is not really asking for that. Like, and they'll admit in their own words that, like, oh, well, we're not making this for you. Like, we're not doing this game for you.
Yeah.
Kim Belair said that on record. Like, there's shit of her saying.
It's a checkbox.
Yeah.
It's a checkbox for DEI, for, like, investment companies, basically, to be like, hey, we're consulting with our stories on this company that does this thing and stuff like that.
When I always tried to, like, kind of discount that as a red herring, because I was like, there's no way, like, they're actually doing this just to, like, get, like, ESG, like, meeting quota boxes. Like, oh, we need a disabled character. We need a black character. We need a white...
There is definitely, to some extent, with all industries, like all businesses, even game and like the game industry aside, they just respond to the market. And if they think there's a pressure to meet X, Y, and Z quota that will help them increase revenue, they're going to do it
for the shareholders.
The opposite could be true. If for some reason, like, the culture veered towards, hey, we need to be really racist and have homeless people die in video games. They're like, well, let's get to a consulting company.
And see we'll make there. a Manhunt remake. You know?
Did you guys see the new Target display? Oh, yeah. That was pretty intense. But the black mannequin hanging from the ceiling, what? Where are the shoes he's wearing? What aisle is that?
You can hit him like a pinata.
I mean, yeah, the other thing is, like, their argument is, like, that these the argument that everyone who is against this stuff, like, having, like, a one-dimensional shitty character inserted in the game that is just, like, this is the black one. Like, what's the point of that? Like, what's the point of that?
Or, like, sometimes I feel like they do the thing, the Lady Ghostbusters thing, where they, like, make a change to them that is, like, inherently incendiary, like making them all women. And then in anticipating the backlash is sort of part of the marketing for them,
too. Yeah, I could see that, too.
It's also...
Like, for me... I was just going to say, just real quick. For me, the thing is, like, if they were doing this and then the games were still okay, it's like, oh, it's annoying they're doing this for the investment thing. That is what it is, right? But, like... It and just because they worked on a game doesn't mean it's inherently bad, but it's representative of a shift in focus from, like, making something that is good to making something that is seen as good by people who maybe don't even play games.
And it's to me, it's also like it's I have no issues whatsoever, and I think it's probably good actually to have, like, different representations in pop culture and media and shit. But it should never come at a sacrifice to the quality of the thing. Whereas, like I don't know, you look at, like, Kill Bill, and it's like Kill Bill is, like, a, you could argue, like, a empowering feminist movie where the main character is, like, this badass ninja woman. And it's like never once does it sacrifice any amount of quality to be like, and she's doing this on her freaking period.
Why is no one talking about the original Resident Evil, which have had black and female characters in it since, like, 1995?
If it's not a point of contention, then it doesn't count.
Well, you know, I saw a tweet saying they were talking about how games aren't diverse at all. Like, these, their argument back, like, everyone's like, well, you guys are, like, forcing diversity in the game. Like, games aren't diverse. We've had one hit out of 25 in the past few years that won awards that a female protagonist was in. And it's like, well, like, the they don't all need, like, it. Games with women centering them don't need to win every award for it.
Video
to, like,
games are for boys, first and foremost.
I mean,
boys only.
If you were to target your main demographic, I mean, it probably would be. But, like, also, I think what G is saying,
no diversity.
Is right, is that
there's 150 Pokemon. What are you talking about? Talk about diversity. Exactly.
Have you seen Gardevoir?
Even more than that. Yeah.
That's more than any kind
Pal,
of.
Pal, have you seen a
Vaporeon?
I got some deviant art to show you, buddy.
What the fuck is a coughing? What gender is that? You can fuck them in all those little holes.
He was originally named Zyklon. What?
But yeah, I think that it's easy to get caught up. I think this is what a lot of the discussion ends up being, is people, because, like, you can, even though I don't necessarily agree with it, I can see part, some of the merits of the argument that, like, well, even just, like, naturally, that there would be a more diverse characters in games over time as, like, the main market, not only for people who play games, but people who make games.
It's a lot,
like,
of the
changing
makers
because
that are doing
it's
this
less
stuff.
Of a. Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's less of a, because, like, video games used to be very expensive, a very expensive hobby, right? Mm-hmm. So it would usually just be, like, younger men with expendable income, mostly white, right? That was, like, the classic market for video games. And I think it's natural for that stuff to change. And I think that, like, people, I really don't think that people have a problem with like the main character being a woman or a black person or, like, anything like that. People have a problem with the, like, shoehorning everything in, sort of hijacking of a good story to, like, make a point. You know what I mean?
And being patronized too.
Yeah.
Kim says in her own words that that's what they do. Like, the whole thing is the journalists, their argument in a lot of these devs, they're like, oh, that's not what this company does. And that's the crux of their argument is that we're all racists who don't understand what consulting companies do. But Kim has said in her own words that they have actively done things with games where they're like, well, we changed the main character to an Arab woman now. and that has fundamentally changed the story because it was a white protagonist before and we came in and changed it.
Chances are it hasn't either. It's just like there's such a like a funny contrast between like the groups that are doing that or the devs that are doing that. They're trying to like overly politicize it versus like a dev that just randomly makes their character black, but it could be any race and it doesn't matter.
Yeah. Well, right. And again, just write a good character. Like, don't take a character that was already there in the narrative and then just, like, you race swap them. Like, they did that in God of War. They just race swapped a character that wasn't black in the last game.
I thought it was so crazy how Kratos was a single black mom in New York City in the Ragnarok. Yeah. I thought that was really fucking crazy.
Rename Kratom.
Gonna catch the train.
What was Kratos' son's name?
Laquandrius.
Boy, call it boy. Was it a boy?
My joke doesn't work with that. Laquandrius, get over here. Get over here. What are you doing? Get over here. I'm assuming that's what happens when you're doing puzzles.
But yeah, well, they swapped out the Blades of Chaos because Chaos is like a little bit too close to crazy, which is problematic. So it's now right. Actually like her protective hairstyle she uses as like
Kratos.
A whip.
It's called a shower.
Kratos has two Dominican man machetes now. It's been swapped out.
Yeah, they're
just duct taped to his arms.
How cool would it be for gang leader. Two Haitian little people wrestlers, and they're the Blades of Chaos. How cool would that be?
There's a guy wielding Haitians that turn into blades.
To each other.
there's a guy in front of me in the line at the pharmacy who was getting like doo-doo stomach medication, and he was like this diminutive Hispanic guy, and he had two arm tattoos in the back of his forearms.
What do you mean by that?
That said Blade Rider.
Whoa.
R-Y-D-E-R.
Watch out for that motherfucker.
Blade Rider.
That's Blade Rider. Yeah. That's pretty sick.
Like, is that like chopping blades? Like riding like the big wheels? Is
that
what
I'm
going to
ask that guy before? I'm not going to get chopped into a million pieces.
Why are you scared?
Put on a spit. Sold.
You shouldn't be scared.
Flour tortillas.
Blade Rider.
Just really liked Blade Rider.
Like,
you just got it wrong.
Hey, my name is Decker Kane. Dog.
Give me nombre as Decker Kane.
Baseline.
Diego Kane.
Mi nombre Duke Nukem.
I think you are Automaton.
So, okay. I saw this video going around too. I don't know who this is.
Is this related?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Just because I had something else to say, but yeah, continue. Carry on.
This is the lead developer, I guess, on the Black Panther game.
There's a Black Panther
game? Oh, yeah. Look at the libs of TikTok watermark. That stupid bitch inserted herself into this shit. I think she's
beautiful
right now,
and smart.
For Validate, it's a pretty big team. It's a crazy big team for indie games. But who is your team? Validate has a team of all people of color. We have no white people on our team. I did that because I wanted to create a safe environment. And I know the best way for an environment to be safe is to be around people who are...
I want to create a dangerous environment.
And I'm not saying that white people in the industry are creating safe, unsafe environments. I'm not saying that. That is not what I'm saying.
I'm about to say that.
It is hard to work with white people because
they don't be seasoning the games.
She kind of looks like a Battlefield Earth character.
No one wants to deal with that.
These mayonnaise monkeys come to the office and tell me to start changing batteries and shit. Fuck them.
What beeping?
The chirping. You just don't understand the rhythm of the office.
They have been teasing me for weeks, telling me there's a beep in the ceiling, and I have not heard it yet.
The beeping thing is... I don't know. It needs to be studied by one of those like based in red pill guys that doesn't mind stepping on toes.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it has been.
I would have heard about this if there was
just
like,
a guy
a real...
that looks identical to the Billions Must Die Soy Jack. Just spending all of his inheritance researching.
Dr. Chun MD is on the job.
Dr. Stone Toss
ruining his entire life to
we need a cherubic Hispanic man to look into this.
Nothing like mestizo white supremacist.
This guy's fucking funny, man.
No one is more into white supremacy than like Hispanic dudes.
Oh, for sure.
Our strongest soldiers.
They love it.
Somebody
they
just say the stone toss guy?
Yeah. That's true. Exactly.
I read something online about him being doxxed, but then I read that it was like they're saying that this other cartoonist and him are probably the same person.
Yeah, red but panels.
It seemed a little unlikely to me.
That he used to do. He used to do red panels before he was stone tossed.
Penny Arcade.
Oh, so it was like a chronological. Yeah.
Some VG cast.
You see, Keith Buckley has been living a double life for some number of years.
Tim Buckley?
Oh, Tim Buckley, yeah, sorry.
There's a lot of Buckleys.
Keith Buckley is every time I die, isn't he?
Always.
William E. Buckley. Yeah. Isn't the guy that fought Noam Chomsky in the ring? Hell in a Cell.
The WrestleMania.
Yo, somebody needs to let me beat up on Noam. I want to challenge Noam Chomsky to a celebrity influencer boxing.
Break your back, old man.
Current day.
I can't believe that's his name, dude. What, he might as well be Gremlin Chomsky, dude. Just pick a fucking fantasy character race.
Well, did you guys see that insane trick going around of that? It's a real guy. He's like a Hasidic Jewish guy, and his name is Vile or Shlomo Vile or something.
Yes.
Dude, come on.
Yeah, that's
currently fighting in Gaza.
Holy shit. I just had the best idea in the world. So, you know, there's like, somebody did that like Orthodox themed black metal band, Batushka.
I don't know. But I take your word for it.
Everybody knows Batushka.
I don't know Batushka. Sounds like a dish.
Everybody knows Batushka. There's like five different versions. It's like a real religious schism in the band. There's like five different official Batushkas. But what if you did the same thing but for Orthodox Jews? And he would be presumably the front man named Vile. Wasn't it Vile?
Vile.
It's not a real guy.
Yeah.
He's a real guy, right?
No, he's not. He's not in Gaza. He's busy in the West Bank while everybody's paying attention to Gaza. He's cleaning up, taking homes.
The ADL invented that guy to try and bait me into getting put on a list, okay? That's what happened. Yeah.
That's a bait, human, Your Honor.
Israel just unleashed its new anti-Hamas force, the Blade Riders, led by General Shlomo.
There's no way his name is Vile, Greedy Merchant Shlomo. I don't believe it.
Oh, he's even doing the hand thing in the pic. He's doing the hands.
A really vile interest rate Shlomo? No, thank you.
Says here his middle name is Usury? Weird.
The deep culture. Whatever happened with their tunnels? They got kicked out. They got booted out of those tunnels, yeah?
I think that was Chabad, right? That was the group doing that, specifically Orthodox Jews?
Yeah.
The only proselytizing group of Orthodox Jews?
Mm-hmm. Count to yourself. I'm not going to count.
I was just saying that, like, there's a Chabad center relatively close to me in the same city. And there's, like, a whole little community. There's a community center that's not related to like the Chabad group or whatever. But then there's also a Chabad center, which they do like rehab for people. Like you can go get clean off drugs and convert to Judaism.
I'm trying to get off Judaism.
I gotta get clean.
You gotta go to sober living for that.
Took too big of a hit.
You gotta go to JA.
Well, we're gonna put you on a little bit of Kabbalah for a while until you're weaned off, and then. Now, I guess Kabbalah is actually like, that's like the fentanyl of Judaism.
That's a Mortal Kombat character, right?
Yeah. The guy with the hook swords, yes. He's their central figure. He's their Christ figure.
But I was just saying, there could be tunnels, you know, down here, too.
Oh,
who knows
so
what they're connecting?
Dude, yeah.
I got to get in with them.
What's he building in there? It's like that Tom Waits song.
You can make a post do numbers if you mention tunnels, dude. You can do numbers.
did you guys see that Sean King converted to Islam?
No.
That was the logical conclusion for him. That was the logical next step.
Okay, everybody knows that I'm a Dolezal now. I got to do something. I got to. Like, Dolezal should have converted to Islam. And she never would have gotten in trouble for her OnlyFans.
That'd be a good move. Wait, is Sean King, is he, I know the name, I know he's like a loser, but what does he do? Is he like a journalist?
He's one of the characters in King of Fighters.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, no, you mean the leopard from Tekken.
The leopard from Tekken converted to Islam.
Yes.
Rap news.
Dude, so many black kids would be excited about that, to play fighting games.
Totally. Sean King is, he's just like a grifter guy on, like, he's like an activist grifter guy on social media.
Right leaning or?
No.
Left
kind of guy.
Left lib, I think, for sure. Maybe a little bit into the, like, hardcore racial stuff.
I was going to say, I feel like he might be quite a little Hotep in there somewhere, probably.
Yeah, but there's a little bit of, like, pseudo-Hotep.
Definitely type of guy to, like, repost all of, like, school shootings and just being like, what the fuck? What the effing fuck are we doing?
This needs to stop.
Are we fucking kidding?
These crazy white boys.
Am I the only one who thinks that this is effed up? Why is no one talking about this except for literally everybody at this moment right now? All agreeing that it's bad. Why is no one else talking about it?
Dude, that's like a Mikey level spiral.
You gotta love it.
Yeah.
Let's break down quote unquote mass shootings based on some different parameters. That'd be interesting.
Great argument, but I have a whole set of FBI crime statistics right here, buddy.
Someone needs to take advantage of, like,
activated my race card.
Someone needs to take advantage of both the resurgence of autistic simulator games plus the current culture war and make a mass shooting sim.
That'd
go over well.
That would be good. That's going to
win the games enterprises awards. To be like, we need to make our mass shooting simulator more inclusive.
Hey, sweet baby, you guys want to turn this thing around? You want to turn this whole thing around? Say
yeah,
you're sorry.
Everyone,
give us mass shooting simulator. We'll talk. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and everyone except for the shooter is black.
Look, I know.
They already did that. It's called the Moon Man Doom Mod. They already did that.
What's there's that great Louis Theroux documentary where he goes and hangs out with neo Nazis for a while, and he's with
that was
those
a weird weekend.
Yeah, he's with those like two twins that are the singing neo Nazis, and they're like, oh no, we don't really get to play video games. Oh, except for that one. It's called Ethnic Cleansing. And you go around and you like shoot you know, guys hanging from street lamps and stuff. Like, we like that game. And the mom's like, yeah, we let them play that one.
Yeah, we don't want them to play violent video games, so we only let them play Ethnic Cleansing.
Yeah,
violent ethnic play. Cleansing
simulator. He wrecks the house if we don't let him play it. It's the only thing that keeps him calm.
Dude, this is so funny. It reminds me, it's now wrapping back around there. I remember hearing about this story that there would be this game they would have people play at like trade shows that have like the press play it. It's like years and years and years ago, but you had no idea what the premise was other than like the goal was efficiency. And so you were trying to like make the most efficient train ride possible. So you had to like deal with logistics and fitting people into this train and like figuring out the route. And then at the end of it, it's like, congratulations, you just sent 7,000 Jews to the Holocaust. Are you happy?
High school.
And it was supposed to be this big, like, whoa, I didn't know that because you didn't tell me.
Right. It's poignant. Poignant.
Yeah. But
commentary
now,
on sending a banality message. Of evil.
Now, though, I feel like you could release that just full disclosure. This
Steam
is what you're
hentai
doing.
Game.
And people would be like, I'm into it, actually. I'm doing activism.
It's a Steam hentai game.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. That's what it should be.
Uh-huh. Yeah, all the it's
sex
like
train.
The Valkyrie Chronicles,
sex
the
final,
whatever the
final
one where it's like
sex holocaust. Oh, no. Damn.
I'd buy it.
It's almost certainly like a weird hentai game.
Going under on my curator profile, it's going under recommended.
This is I bought the bundle of games at some point from Team Sneed.
Okay.
I don't know if you're familiar with Team Sneed.
Oh, cool. It seemed good.
They have Tyrone versus Cops is sort of like their GTA.
I remember
clone.
That.
And then Cuckold Simulator is go another ahead, banger from them. I haven't played any of them yet, but they look like very well-made games. Excited to check them out. They were all consulted on by DaBaby.
Just waiting for a rainy day to bust out Cuckold Simulator.
I think it looks good.
Waiting
it
for the multiplayer like patch so I can play with my wife's boyfriend.
Yeah, with my buddies. Yeah. My buddies from the Argoon Discord.
Guys, there are too many of us that are the cuck. Somebody has to be the bull.
I can't do it every time.
Not everybody can be the cuck.
Oh, man.
Dude, that would be actually one of those like asynchronous horror multiplayer games like Dead by Daylight or something.
Asymmetrical. Mm-hmm.
Asymmetrical, yeah. You should do one of those where it's a bunch of cucks and a bull, and they're all like fucking,
ooh,
fuck it. That's you don't have to say. I'm gonna write this down. It's a good idea.
You're all trying to kill the woman first.
Yeah, I ran out of room because I wrote "sex holocaust" way too big on my notebook. But I'm gonna fit in here.
Cuck. I wrote it bigger to make sure I don't forget it.
Cuck by daylight in little letters.
Oh God. We're single-handedly saving the gaming industry on the show today, guys.
I think so.
We saw the problem, and now we're creating solutions. Some of them final.
We're the McKinsey consultants coming in to clean up and make it more efficient.
We're evil Hitler gaming consultancy. We're here to make sure that the game is as evil and racist as possible.
We're accelerationists.
Hire us.
Mm. Yeah.
Honestly, Fanged Nomina does sound like it could be a weird hentai porn game.
For sure.
Is it like, Nomina or Nomina?
I feel like it's...
Dude.
N-O-U-M?
What the hell is a Nomina?
Numina?
What's a Numina?
Nobody fucking knows.
Fanged Numa Kid.
Nick Land doesn't even know.
That book... What do they call... What's it called? Like something fiction? Like... Like I don't know what you call it, but yeah,
annoying.
Dude, that's the thing is, nobody that posts about that book has any idea what's in it or what it means or anything like that. It is like purely a meme.
I was flipping through it, and it at one point there's just pages that are hash marks.
Oh my god!
Yeah, it's just a bunch of hash marks on the page.
Theory fiction, I think, is the term that faggots on Instagram use, but it's
meth fiction.
Yeah, that's what it actually is. Yeah. And like Nick Land has written stuff that I think is really interesting.
Yeah.
And like smart. Not that.
It's just
that
like,
is not the Nick
like
Land.
His shit like devolved into like a troll and bit almost.
Yeah.
No, it got better after that.
Yeah.
One of my favorite videos ever is MoMA PS5, who shall not be named.
God rest his soul.
He's reading from the middle of Fanged Numa Numa, he's like inner space, inner planetary, inner transatlantic shipping routes, fueling methadonation, privatization, Brother Samuel's, and then
it's dude, just, it
like what's happening in this.
It literally is. It is slam poetry for white people. For white people.
Yeah. Let me specify. Who's the guy who was the like disgraced professor who was doing like accelerationism type stuff? He's like a very normal looking white dude with glasses and a beard. He like got kicked out of his teaching professorship, and then he started like an online curriculum thing you could do. You know what I'm talking about? Fuck.
Oh, Justin Murphy.
Justin Murphy, yes.
Oh.
Did you see that
like
post
where
he
NRX adjacent? Yeah.
He like took too much CBD and he's like, how is this legal? I'm going crazy. Weed is insane. And it's like,
oh, he's the guy who posted
you took CBD gummies.
Yeah.
Like this shit should be fucking illegal.
Yeah.
Someone did that recently with like a fucking CBD soda.
Maybe that's what it was.
Maybe that's what it was. And it was a CBD.
He literally drank one of those Instagram cans that say Recess on it.
Yeah.
He's like drinking the Rugrats bottle of milk, and he's like, "What the fuck are they putting in this shit, dude?"
I beat my wife. Fucking Tool music video.
I drowned my kid in the bathtub. I put my Apple Vision Pro in the toaster oven.
Benoit my whole family because of this shit.
I went full Benoit mode. Benoit balls, man.
Dude, I'm fucking lit off this ginseng and lemon CBD drink.
Man, it's so funny the sort of like cultural influence that Justin Murphy had for a subset of dickheads.
Yeah.
Me included at one point in time on the internet. And it's so funny because I remember like friend of the pod, David Davidi. He was like, oh yeah, like he would go to his parties and like Justin Murphy's parties and stuff. And I was always, I was like in theory, I want to go, but I want no, I don't, I'm going to play video games on, that's not what I'm going to do. Yeah. I'm going to like eat dinner with my girlfriend and play video games. I'm not gonna,
I feel like these days,
I'm not going to try to network with retards.
Getting involved in any like niche community like that, again, like beyond the level or like a forum of just laughing at people on it.
Yeah, uh-huh. It's
bad idea.
It's bad.
It's got like two inroads usually.
That being said, I do love that Tony G flew out to the podcasting capital of the world, New York City, and went to that one warehouse party, Brooklyn. And then he got duped into buying Dasha, allegedly duped into buying Dasha gin and soda or something.
Oh, right. He got played by a player.
I do love the second he hands that drink over and then he realizes like I'm never gonna financially recover from this.
He's in the middle of typing out a fucking like please donate to my Venmo like as he's
God.
Please.
It's hard out here for a clout goblin.
Anything helps.
Yeah,
maybe if you didn't spend all your money flying to New York City every weekend.
What a
goofy cast of characters.
Really, really silly.
That was at the event that guy Trevor, I forget his screen name, died at.
He died like the day after with friend of the show, Victor.
Sure.
And yes. I still remember
a picture of the dead body.
Victor, pal, I love you, but Jesus,
nothing
bro.
But love,
like,
brother, bad move on that one.
Picture of a dead guy who's his friend with like an animated gif of Bart Simpson skateboarding that's like, damn, this sucks. This shit sucks. Who has a case of the Mondays?
Oh no. Hashtag don't Narcan me.
get one of those like do not resuscitate tattoos, but like under your nose that says no Narcan.
Oh man.
Yeah. Oh, no. No funeral, no Narcan.
That's rough.
Dude, I was at again at the pharmacy where the blade rider was, and
you hang out at the pharmacy often. You're always popping scripts.
I'm always hanging out, dude. It's where the cool people like to hang out.
He's going full cello on us.
There's this Japanese woman that always like eats out of the trash can over there that screams. And it's so funny because everyone that goes to that pharmacy or that drugstore like knows her, but you can tell there's people that come there every so often that are like, oh my God, what's happening to her? And it's like, stop interacting.
Yes, like,
what are you doing? She's happy. She's in her lane.
There's nothing you can do. Like there is no, everybody is just like sort of accepting this as what's happening.
Yeah, she likes it.
You're not going to change it.
She's happy, actually.
Yeah, there's like too many wacko factors to be like, okay, we can pull her back from this.
Yeah, there's there's a guy.
All she needs is a bed, and she'll be fine.
She has her trash.
We'll soup.
She has
go back to normal.
She has her cartoon stink lines coming off of her.
Yeah, flies. Mm-hmm.
She's happy. Just digging out of the trash with a pair of chopsticks. Oh, it's so elegant. It's a really elegant way to eat.
She found eating a diaper with a pair of chopsticks.
There's a guy around that same area who he has like his little tent house on the sidewalk, but instead of using like tarps, or maybe he does have tarps, but he also every inch of it and all the street lamps and poles around him are covered in his handwritten notes. And so, and I fucking hate that I can never remember. I just need to stop and take a picture of it. But he has a YouTube channel and there's just like thousands of schizo notes all over this guy's thing. And at the bottom of each one, it's like, look me up on YouTube at Rick, you know, the super genius or whatever it is.
I love YouTube, man.
I feel like I got to get him on the show. I'm just going to walk over there and interview him.
I love that YouTube has made it so easy that like legitimately schizophrenic maniac people can figure out how to upload on here.
Yeah.
Like it's awesome. Sure.
Yeah.
It's awesome that they can do that. Where else would we get this stuff?
It's like some, the, the fact that we can have like Cobra and Naked and Laughing,
oh,
like the bar being so low for being able to upload to YouTube, it's such a gift. Like YouTube is made for crazy people.
There's a new guy
that is like, even the people that are like successful on YouTube are the people that are crazy in a way that like benefits them to be successful on YouTube, mm-hmm. and they're like high functioning people otherwise. But like you, yeah, like even the algorithm, like I think like the first two videos you upload on a new account get like put into a bunch of random people's feeds just because, to see if it like gains any traction. That's like the current meta that I've heard. So and I get amazing Schizo content recommended to me.
Yeah, I've gotten some straight
on
meth heads.
On a daily basis.
And you get like the camera. Yeah. They always film facing themselves, but then every now and then you get a reveal where they flip the camera around and it's like, oh my God, what's going on in this house?
Tony Chase situation.
Yeah. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, dude, speaking of, I have such a vague understanding of who this person is, other than like he's a streamer that is a multimillionaire. Asmongold.
King. A king
the
among
king of
men.
The content farm. Yes, Asmongold. Yes.
Did you see? Apparently he posted some picture of a bed he sleeps in, and he, again, this guy is a multimillionaire, uh-huh. and it's like a mattress in the corner of the room with like a children's Super Mario blanket just like nailed to the wall as decoration, mm-hmm. and then on the other side of the wall there are just a bunch of brown specks all yes. over the wall, mm-hmm. at what you could imagine would be arm height if you're lying down, and people were like, oh dude, what's the like, what's going on with that disgusting horrible nightmare wall over there? And he said sometimes when I slept, my teeth would bleed, and so instead of getting up, I'd wipe my hand over my teeth and then just wipe them on the wall.
Yes, he's a slob.
Respect.
A disgusting slob.
So
to no end.
Yeah, he's absolutely
teeth bleeding overnight
because he drinks soda. Like he drinks so much soda, it doesn't brush his fucking teeth.
I drink soda. No, my teeth don't fucking bleed.
It's a teeth brushing.
It's a teeth brushing thing.
It's like a cobra scenario almost. That's the thing is, whenever all you could see was like his messy same house.
General area.
Like, yeah, I cook a flank steak and eat like a bag of potatoes for dinner every night. What's the problem with that? I used to think I was like, that's based. Like he's really rich, but he's like very comfortable in his lifestyle. He has this thing, like a peasant.
Dude, beyond.
Yeah.
Like beyond that.
No, but like just being like, just not, I don't know, not being into like luxuries or just something like that. I thought that was like kind of cool that he was just like, yeah, I'm just like saving my money. Fuck you. I'm not, you know, doing Uber Eats or whatever. But then as more and more has been revealed.
Yeah, it's just depression.
It's become, yeah, he's a dysfunctional human. Yeah. He's living in squalor. It's not just like, I'm a simple man. You know, he's not Lynyrd Skynyrd simple man. He's Lynyrd Skynyrd retarded man.
It's getting very close to crossing the cobra threshold.
Yeah.
But at least Cobra keeps his house relatively clean. Relatively.
Cobra's house, honestly, looks pretty nice.
There's like
to
a
be
bog
fair. Like
you can see the bog trail. You know.
You can't account for everything.
Dude, I had an apartment that I had a foot trail. Absolutely painted onto. Okay, that's just the way it was.
Because
it's like you move in, they clean the carpet before you move in, but like they were supposed to replace it with like hardwoods, but they never did. And then you're like, okay, well, whatever. And then you're like, well, I don't need to take my shoes. I'm gonna take my fucking shoes off. And so you end up just wearing your shoes inside. And then you know, like, what are you gonna do? You're gonna rent a carpet shampoo?
You get a rug doctor?
Which
fuck no.
I own now a stand up carpet shampooer.
I love, I love shampooing carpets. It's like a very satisfying. You take the tank of water and it's disgusting.
You just run that bitch till it's clean,
dude. It's like a 1-to-1 like fruits of your labor situation where it's like, damn, I have done something today.
I unfilthed the carpet.
But I feel like as far as I'm concerned, you're kind of being cucked by doing that because that's not your carpet, right?
But I have
you're
to live in
another man's carpet.
I guess so.
I have to live.
Yeah. You like to watch? You like to clean another man's carpet?
It's vile. It's vile. Flomo's carpet.
How about you get fucked in the ass at the same time, pal?
Yeah, you cleaned your landlord's carpet, then you let him fuck your girlfriend.
Yeah, exactly. So 1-to-1.
Landlord's over today, but I get to clean the carpet.
Oh, it drowns out the sounds of him making love to my girlfriend.
But I wanted.
I got my cleaner for cat pee because my cat.
You guys brought up Cobra, but there's like a
behavior problem.
There's like a low subscriber, like disfigured man that has started a fight with him.
I was trying to find that video as we were talking because I saw that.
Yeah, I got his channel
in the nursing home.
Yes, but he titles his videos like crazy shit, like ass raping 14-year-olds. I'll send you his channel right now. It's fucking insane.
We got to go through
this. I was looking at his shit, and then all of a sudden, I was like, everyone flooded over to that one video where he told them, they're like, yeah, we fucking hate Cobra too. And then, like, okay. You click on the other one, and they're like, oh, I got to unsubscribe now, bud.
I just kind of randomly clicked on this one, which the title of it, men are supposed to find young teens sexually attractive.
That's
and
the
he's
one.
He's dressed like Mario.
He is. Yeah. He is. Yes. I love
it. Dressed like Mario after he got hit with the Hammer Bros hammer up here. Yeah, the huge cartoon acne Looney Tunes ass lump on his head.
Bump on his damn head.
Oh my god.
I gotta know what did that to him.
What the fuck? No, it's like there's a growth. It's like.
Yeah, it's like protruding out of his skull or
something. Protruding section, it would look normal, maybe.
Dude, but, welcome to or back to my channel, whichever is the case. It is currently Sunday, the 14th day of January in 2024, at 12 o'clock noon.
This guy can't have a job on NPR, though. Listen to how he talks.
It is a recording of a random rambling video. Along with sharing this, please comment, like, and subscribe. All would be appreciated.
This is Fetterman. This is literally just that Fetterman guy.
This is a Carhartt hoodie.
Oh my god, what is he drinking?
The mug. He has the weird mug that he's drinking out of.
He's drinking out of like one of those pee catheters from the hospital.
Yeah.
And it's filled with like thickened chocolate milk.
Kratom.
Is that what it was? Is that what
it
really
is? I don't know, but it's like he's always drinking some really viscous looking liquid out of it in every episode. And he has to keep constantly stopping and like taking big exaggerated gulps out of the fucking thing. It's crazy. I swear to God, he's jacking off.
Okay, you can tell he lives in a nursing home because look at the top left. Do you see the track for the curtain?
The hospital bed will be in the shot sometimes.
Oh.
A long shot.
I like his jewelry.
Now he's smelling his fingers.
Yes, he's
taking his fingers down somewhere in his overalls.
Yep. All right, well.
Heading back for another grab, dude. Heading back for a re-up, dude. And he's wearing like the theater mask necklace. It's like 25-cent machine jewelry he's wearing. It's crazy. He has a dangly fucking earring.
Or whatever it's called.
He's just like actively getting staph infection from this necklace.
Colorado pitch.
It's good ASMR. He's got a good mic, you know? He's got a Shure, whatever that's called. Podcast microphone.
Yeah, he has a whole video where he talks about, I have an SM7B, but I also have an XT4. The SM7B is acting up right now, and my audio is kind of fucked.
Okay, first of all, you don't have an SM7B. We, the people, have an SM7B.
That is my SM7B.
Because that was paid for by the government.
Intercepts these people trying to look for dates, and they're
not looking for dates.
A young girl.
They're trying to have sex with young women.
Wait, so he's complaining about
usually 13 stings? Or 14, I said. Now, if I was on a regular dating site and I met a girl and said, I'm not really 18, I'm actually 13, I'd just be like, well, you're not what I'm looking for. Sorry. See you when I see you. Pizza rolls.
I don't know what that means.
Pizza rolls. Jesus Christ. He's a Left 4 Dead enemy.
It's a boomer. It's a freaking boomer, dude. I'm
going to be a 13-year-old or a 14-year-old. Any illegal aged girl.
Oh my god,
coming back up for the sniff. Oh,
dude.
Now, I'm not denying that there aren't attractive high school girls or high school aged girls.
Don't say that. Don't do that.
You didn't
have to make this video. You know that, right? You didn't have to tell everyone.
Once part of his physical therapy that he has to make an Afebophile video every week.
We are programmed to find that girl sexually attractive. Because we want to plant our seed. As soon as a girl can become pregnant, we want them to become pregnant. Naturally, I mean. So it's natural to look at any post-pubescent girl as a sexual object.
So true.
Yeah. He's spitting.
Hey, let him cook poorly.
let brain damage Mario cook. God damn it.
Let him put the tendies in the oven.
Give this man a star. Let him go crazy.
There was free reign.
I feel like the St. Louis.
Let him cook, and he's putting the dinosaur chicken nuggets in the oven.
Oh, where are we at? What's going on?
Course, that can't happen anymore. There's reasons for that. There's reasons to protect those young girls now.
There's reasons to protect them now? That's good, I guess.
He's right. He's the real Yellow King from True Detective.
The crack whore on crazy. Top. Not making this video.
Yeah, so today I'm posting from Carcosa.
the video where he was talking, I've been told that
time is a flat circle.
the video where he's talking shit to Cobes is funny because he's like,
that's the one I'm trying to find.
He opens up with it's like King Cobra JFS is a train wreck. I think that's it. And he's like doing bits at the beginning of it. And it's really
there's
good.
Like somebody made like a compilation of like Cobra responding to it. And now I can't fucking find
he's
it.
Like, I had a bunch of donut holes today at breakfast. You know, I've had more donut holes than pussy holes I've had in my entire life.
Cool, dude.
Nice.
Love a good pussy hole from time to time.
He's like talking about how he used to have like a really hot girlfriend. I'm like, you're just making stuff up now, pal. He's like trying to.
You mean on the internet?
To do his best
Howard
Stern impression, I think, is what's going on.
I think that's a lot of it. Yeah. I just wanted to say
I'm a shock jock.
I mean, that's probably how we see. People do Howard Stern. You know, like he's just a retarded guy trying to be Howard Stern. I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with that. But I was just gonna say, if you want to dive deeper into the Gamergate 2.0 stuff, we're probably gonna record a special dispatch. Ooh. And Beaumont, you're welcome to join if you'd like. Mm-hmm. But like, we're gonna record some kind of special dispatch later this week, where we go in depth on everything that's going on.
You can plug,
and that'll probably. I was gonna ask you. I feel like we should just like release that on both channels or something. Like,
could do that
because I feel like that's quality content. If people are interested, then they can watch it. If they're not, they can not listen. Yeah, we're all about quality.
Mm-hmm. Where the fuck is this video? Is what I want to know, though.
The King Cobra one.
The one where it's like it's Cobra is responding to the guy, and so it's like it's clipped in such a way that it's easily digestible for
with
someone
Cobra
like me.
Responding to him.
Yeah.
Go to Boglum Chronicles. I think it is. Boglum has it, and it's like something about the war, Cobra War, or some shit like that. Cobes at war.
Oh yeah, I think that's what I was thinking of. Where maybe that's why
it has his video interspersed and Cobes is talking.
Maybe that's what I'm. Okay. All right, let me.
I think I just listened to that one. I think
I'm getting all worked up trying to find.
Yeah, Declaration of War.
Yeah, Declaration of War. Yeah, here I can send you the link.
Yes, this is it.
Okay, you got it.
I'm getting fucking furious.
Yeah, I got you. Check the chat.
You're doing great.
Okay. All right.
This is the video.
Okay. Yeah, I got it. Okay. Whew, close one.
I said to shut it down.
Oh, also, dude, rest in power to Akira Toriyama.
Of course.
Oh yeah.
Also,
I'm gonna chug a Coors Banquet and throw up on myself in memoriam.
Do you guys remember that guy set himself on fire the other day? No one talks about him.
I am forgotten.
How dare you besmirch a freedom fighter?
Sorry, we've moved on to Gamergate 2, pal.
We're mad about
Sean's not even. Sean's not even talking about you anymore. It's over, dude.
Dude,
like,
you're done.
Come on.
You got one.
Like,
you got one day on Hassan's stream, and that's it, huh?
Dude,
some artwork.
He got one day, and Black Titter was having none of that.
Black Titter.
Yeah, we have to light ourselves on fire to get white people to pay attention to us.
Dude, blacktruth.com is having none of that.
I love Armcross.
And he's declaring war on Cobra. Oh, geez. He made a video saying Cobra is a train wreck. And I responded with, I'm more popular than you on YouTube. How do you like them apples? And he's not happy about
it. He's literally never eaten an apple in his life.
Yeah, he couldn't.
He just eats Wendy's like an apple.
It would annihilate his teeth.
He would have done so good in the Garden of Eden because he'd have like, don't eat from the forbidden fruit. And he's like, hey, don't worry about it. I won't.
If God had only created Cobes first.
Just taking a bite out of Satan, the snake in the middle. Blowing smoke directly in his face.
He blows weed smoke on Satan and kills him.
No, Lucifer likes it, actually. He bobs up and down.
I gave him
smoke
some
mountain in his face.
On Monday, the 11th day of March 2024 at 3 o'clock on the dot in the AM. I must be lonely.
Cobra literally started a feud with the Harkonnens. So
yeah. With like a 300 subscriber Harkonnen guy.
Cobra JFS did respond or react to my comment on my video that I entitled King Cobra JFS is a train wreck. And I will paraphrase what he said. Let me get out of this and go back to looking at me.
You are so fucking jealous of Cobra. It's pathetic. You know why I'm not lonely? Because I got all these people that care about me. Who the fuck are you, dude?
Maybe this guy actually is a guild navigator. That's why his head is growing out weird.
Now I'm doing a King Cobra. Talking about how sexy I am.
What?
I did not talk about how sexy I was in the comment section. All I said was, this train wreck is more popular than you on YouTube, so keep talking shit. That's not you find me attractive. I am a good looking dude.
Okay, well, then
also,
you did.
Also, I'm 1000% on King Cobra's side. Fuck this guy.
Yeah.
That guy's weird. He's a pedophile, it seems.
You have no
can't side with the pedophile on this one. Sorry.
I can reject it.
Come at the Cobra, best not miss, pal.
Yeah.
And then my YouTube trolls love to bully and harass every chick I try to get with. And I finally got a girlfriend, so I can get a girlfriend, and her name's Jessica. Go fuck yourself.
If you lose a podcast war, you actually have to eat your mic on stream.
He's
gonna have to eat that entire SM7B.
About bitching about similar things, like fuck this guy, dude. So you're whining about it right now. You're whining about it. The look on your face right now at 2 minutes.
I'll tell you that pussy's got him fired up, dude.
Absolutely,
he's back.
When I whine about it, I express myself. There's nothing wrong with going on YouTube and being like, this is how I feel. And then you connect with other motherfuckers who feel the same way, dude. This dumbass motherfucker.
He's so mad. He's so fucking hot and mad.
I feel like I'm just afraid to admit it because of my fucking asshole trolls.
I love that he unpauses it, nothing plays, and pauses it again. He's like, fuck this guy! By the way.
I've had plenty of pussy, dude, probably a lot more than you have.
In his prime. You're in your 20s. You can't get a girl when you're in your 20s.
In my defense, I've learned that having a girlfriend is not the end-all game. If you can't get one, it's no big deal. If somebody
I love
in my
that
20s
book.
Would have told me to
the end all game,
that would have been the best device.
Wait, is Cobra literally in his 20s?
He's 32.
Okay, yeah.
Period. He had some in him, but look at him. Listen to them. Watch them.
Insane.
Is your girlfriend bud?
Coming from that guy.
Dude, that's the guy. Yeah, right. Somebody's throwing stones in their glass house, all
right? A little more than 2 weeks.
In their glass nursing you
literally have a weak spot highlighted on your fucking...
I can hit you with bats, motherfucker. I can target that thing with
bats.
That's
the orange marker that I line up with on Destiny.
You are so fucking jealous of me and Jessica's fucking relationship. You are jealous.
Also, I need that shirt.
My
speed
YouTube
limit.
Fame.
420.
All I had to do to trigger this asshole into making a video response was leave a comment. Hilarious, dude. Dance for me, my monkey. Dance.
Cobra's the puppet master now.
Also, I don't know.
My response directly.
I feel like if Cobra was like a little bit more self-confident, he would say the same things this guy's saying.
Sure.
Like he'd be like, some girls develop earlier. And, you know, it's not right. but it's until you talk to them, it's hard to tell.
Of age means different things in different countries. I'm just kind of like a worldly guy.
What?
In some states, it's 16.
I'm doing a sick age gap combo.
You want to accuse me of playing bad guitar? Let's see you play guitar on YouTube. Let's see you rack up an underground record deal with a fan of your videos that supports your endeavors.
And where's the lie?
By your endeavors to start their own record company. Go ahead. Let's see it. Go ahead. I'll wait.
I saw a video recently where he was like, I'm already a successful musician.
Cobra did the thing where he's like, I'll wait, and he put his hand to his ear, but he cupped in front of his ear. Blocking off all that, which is an epic troll.
That is epic.
Credit where credit is due. So I told myself, you're always bragging about how you can sing and play guitar, so I'd go check out your music. I did. I think it was Sinister Snakes I went and checked out, and I quickly learned
great album.
You can neither sing nor play guitar.
I can't sing right. I can sing like the Beatles. I can sing like Elvis Presley. I can sing like Johnny Cash. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
I can sing like the Backstreet Boys. I have the
I
song
just choose not to.
Yeah. I love that one song of his where he's just going, drink beer, drink liquor.
He also does that. I have a songbird voice of the generation.
Yeah, that's true.
So true.
That is very true.
Literally quoting Step Brothers.
What a guy. One of the all-time guys.
They're playing guitar on YouTube.
Dude,
and hey, you know what? If I sucked at my music, people wouldn't listen to it. They wouldn't buy it off of deathbed tapes. Oh, God damn it.
Can you pause it for a second? I love the... So I was watching... I don't remember which video it was. It might have just been one of his like raw uploads that I watch. Usually I like let clip channels digest it for me because, you know, my time's very valuable, obviously.
Yeah.
And... So I was watching like a lot, like just like a Cobra upload, and he was like, yeah, I'm actually already a successful musician. I already lit the flame. Just got to wait for it to spread.
Dude,
as if he thinks
so
his deathbed tapes band camp deal is like, hey, you just got to wait for people to catch on.
Record.
And like, who knows? Maybe there's some truth to that.
I have a record.
But
deal.
Like, we had that like wellness retreat, where we like took mushrooms and listened to his new album. That like I think that legitimately changed everybody in that room's life in some way or another, for better or for worse.
It's a brilliant suggestion. No,
it was like something very powerful.
And Tariq Nasheed.
I must have missed the invite to that. Maybe
you said
got my address
because you were too busy.
Got my address wrong or something.
You're too busy cleaning the carpet.
You're too busy cucking the carpet.
It'd be so funny if one of the like million times people knock on his door was somebody from like Interscope Records, like knocking on his door, like, well, I guess you didn't answer the door. We can't offer him this $30 million record deal.
Well, he called me a fucking troll and said to leave it if it was paid for. I don't know.
Somebody's stealing a humongous novelty check off his doorstep.
The like publisher's clearinghouse,
yeah.
Written to King Cobra.
Well, that's him responding. Oh,
look at all those shortcuts. Do you see all those shortcuts on his desktop?
Stop looking at my fucking desktop.
I'll never criticize a man. A man for his desktop.
You see that?
I won't do it.
Let's see Paul Allen's desktop. Huh?
What about Paul Allen?
I got nothing on there. It's disabled.
No, that shows an empty mind. I have links and
important things.
And
you can't categorize those better.
I do occasionally categorize them better, but it's a cycle. It's a ritual I go through.
I understand that.
I take ayahuasca and I sit here and I categorize my desktop icons and
yeah. Speaking of ayahuasca, I don't know, how much time do we have left? Where are we?
None, but go ahead and close us out with your ayahuasca take.
Let's hear it.
Oh, no, it's really not that related. Just that, like, the ayahuasca thing was related to Joseph Jogan, famed podcaster, who he has this defense attorney, I forget his name, from, like, some, like, I don't know, justice reform, bail type organization come on his podcast?
Prison reform guy?
Fairly regularly.
Do what? Prison reform guy?
Yeah. Yes. Who brought, he brought another guy on relatively recently who was like, yeah, you know, at the time I was living in the streets. I thought it was okay for me to, I never roughed him up. I never even touched him. He just got a little roughed up. And we thought it was okay, you know, because I was in the streets at that time. But now I know that, I know better than that. And then like 2 weeks after he was on Joe Rogan, he dismembered a person.
Dismembered someone in his apartment.
Yeah. And he, so cool. Came in at one point wearing a blonde wig. He was like, yo, I'm going back and forth too much. I got to change it up.
Oh,
yeah. And he put on a blonde wig.
It happens, you know.
Hey, it happens to the
best. I do that too. When I walk by a camera too much, I go back with an afro wig just to make sure so they think it's someone different.
Just to keep them on their toes.
Same outfit. You know, same outfit and everything. Just
big wig.
Exactly. Never let them know your next move.
I on a similar note, I've been going and reading Cuckold Psychology subreddit again.
Nice.
There's this one by a guy who says wife wants to pause cuckolding for now. Wife says she lost
very unbased.
She lost interest in bulls and wants to pause. She had 3 bulls in total, and all of them got one thing in common. They got clingy after 2 or 3 plays, and wife didn't like it. After we chose the bull, she would normally tell them the do's and don'ts and boundaries, making it clear to them that everything is purely sexual and to fulfill my kink. The first one started sending her a daily good morning text. She got cucked by an Indian guy, which she didn't mind at first. Then it progressed to him sending updates of what she does during the day, selfies, offering to go out for coffee, would send sad emojis when she didn't reply, when asked that when she didn't reply that he misses her. My wife didn't like any of that and officially ended our plays with that bull. The second guy was nice as well, but on their second meetup, my wife thought they'll just be going to a hotel they booked and fucked, but no, he asked her to go eat on a restaurant first. Then surprisingly, they have friends waiting and introduced her as his girlfriend. Oh. My wife was shocked and played along until they were about to head back to the hotel, but decided not to proceed and just went home. She was so disappointed while telling me what happened. Now, the third guy was just one of my friends who would come visit our house once in a while. They would have sex in our room. Sometimes I would join them. It was good till he would come more often than every week and sometimes unannounced. And when she turned down, would send a sad text saying, sorry, all the while me trying to explain to him that my wife has to be on board and sexually aroused. She wants to do that. While being said, we told him that we were going to take a break. So I guess I'm not going to be seeing my wife cucking me for a while, and I'm not planning to ask her to do it again soon unless she's ready. Any opinions on what could be the reason a bull would act like that, or is something my wife has to change? Sorry, your wife is such a catch, pal.
How do I keep,
she's too cute.
How do I keep the bull in line?
How can I make my wife more disgusting?
I've read a lot online about human sexuality, and it's all wrong. What's the deal? What's happening now? I don't understand.
This is interesting.
Introducing it, dude, I love the very funny move. Dude,
I love the titles of these. It's like, not sure how to feel, parentheses, anal, and then it's tagged with support.
Okay. All right.
We, 24 I'm male, listening. 23 female, have been together for 4 years, started this cuckold lifestyle about a year ago. Something I brought up a couple of times in our relationship was anal, but she always said she wouldn't try it because it would hurt. She wouldn't like it. I was fine with that, but her bull brought it up with her last week and she can't stop talking about it. She bought a butt plug to prepare and has told me how excited she is. I don't know why she has changed her mind all of a sudden, especially considering he's an 8.5 inches, almost twice my size. And for me, I feel a little humiliated, which is a turn on, but also a little upset that she wouldn't try with me, but is happy to try with her bull. If any cucks, bulls, or hot wives have been in the situation, let me know.
Jesus fucking Christ. These guys are...
Let's read the comments. These guys are fucking busted. Let's go to top comments.
These guys are brain broken, dude.
Different.
Yeah, my wife doesn't respect me and wants to like laugh at me with myself because it makes me cum. What's wrong?
I don't understand. What's the problem with our relationship?
I don't understand. This is all supposed to be above
board. Why can't y'all just be normal? Damn.
Different cock, different womam. W O M A M, smiley face emoji. You entered the lifestyle so she could have the freedom to experience great sex however she wanted, to support her and take pleasure from her pleasure.
Great advice.
Oh boy, have I. LOL, wives will naturally become more slutty for her bull. It's just nature. It's a primal thing. The alpha male is taking your wife and fucking her. He, in a way, owns her sexually, and she will submit to his desire sometimes. I was watching a video of my wife and her bull. I wasn't in the room at the time, and I saw on video her bull fucking her in the ass. I had to discover that her bull took my wife's anal virginity, and he pounding the fuck out of her ass, not just a few little pumps. My wife has never considered butt sex with me. And her bull, who has a bigger dick, fucks her in the ass on the third meetup. She sucked his dick after too. So yeah, ass to mouth. And since I had no idea that they did that, I actually ate my wife's asshole when she got home, because I always do. She sits on my face and I jerk off.
Little two in his head.
He's fucked my wife in the ass a lot since, and he beats up her butthole. LOL, all I can say is get used to it, because if she's into it, he's going to keep doing it. This guy's just saying this to, like, he's a substitute teacher to a world cultures class.
Yeah.
I mean, dude.
It's like, hey,
when's our interactive notebook due?
Why isn't my wife, who actively cucks me, letting me, like having the same type of sex with me? I don't understand. Like, I just don't get it. How dare she withhold anal from me?
God.
Fuck, man.
Oh, these people, God.
What is you doing?
This guy's vlog.
People should be sterilized.
I just got to know the series of steps that got you there, man. I need to hear that. I need to know this.
It's because they got like they got tricked into thinking that cuckoldry was something that they were like
it started like an open relationship or something, and then it just like.
Or they just thought they knew what cuckoldry meant to them. Like, it was like, oh, it's a fun sex thing for us to do. Sex is okay. Sex for adults.
And now my wife wants to leave me.
And then their wife is getting fucked in the ass by their quote-unquote bull. And they're like, oh, this doesn't feel that great anymore.
Let alone if it being like your friend or something. Like, ugh.
Do you think, okay, I never once walked in or witnessed my parents having sex.
Yeah.
Never. I don't even think they did whenever I was a kid.
That's probably also not healthy. that might explain a few things
No, I'm just saying that like that is the correct perception to have as a child, is that like you're never at risk of like accidentally encountering your parents fucking each other.
But I think like if your kids stumble in or whatever, like it's not like that the end of the world or whatever. But I'm wondering if a lot of these guys were like the type to not leave immediately, you know what I mean?
Like they're just like
yeah
just staring.
Dad, I saw you doing hell in the cell with mom last night, and I'm just curious why you don't wrestle with me anymore.
Dad, I counted all the wrinkles on your ball sack in that one instant. It's gonna check.
Dad, are you two guys? Because there's a seam down there, and it seems like God put two of you together. I'm just curious which one of you is my real dad.
I heard it at school.
Oh, this one's fun. Question for fellow cucks. Cucks, what is something you've learned about yourself since becoming one? I could go on and on about what I've learned about myself since becoming a cuckold, but I'm curious to hear other people's. This person says, I love SPH. I don't know what SPH is.
Huh.
SPH.
Google SPH gone sexual, and we'll maybe figure out what it is.
Simple penis hives. Over the years, my wife has had 12 or so men that she saw regularly in a few one-night stands. I had a problem at first with guys that didn't want to meet her in front of me, but they and I both got over it. She fell hard for a Mexican that really treated her like shit, but he also fucked her the best. He had her fucking a few business partners as well. That's the entire comment. That's what this guy learned.
Good share. Wow.
This is a great path to go down, it seems.
Seems like these guys are totally normal.
Yeah.
Healthy,
my girlfriend
well-adjusted.
Loves the fact that she is a complete and total whore. I learned how little actual sex I need. My wife has sex quite regularly with her boyfriend several times a week, some weeks almost every day. I have sex with her less than once a month. Last year, we got through 10 out of a box of 12 condoms. Damn, why are you using condoms with your wife? And I still feel...
What do you mean? And also, what do you mean
she gets... You know she lets the other guys raw dog her.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Poor guy. I want to know, is it that... The cultural divide in the cuckold community of like guys who do hot wife versus just like garden variety cucks.
This one,
I feel like there's a difference.
The hot wife guys are a little bit more alpha. Yeah.
They like lift
still
weights
and
maybe
fags.
Are on test. But also,
drive a Corvette.
Fuck my wife.
Yes. Like a C5, C6 Corvette.
I think it's like mentality based. It's like mentality based.
Yeah, it's mentality based.
Yeah,
I love this guy.
Whereas the people that are like hardcore into like cuck shit
just want to be like fucking humiliated.
Men who are with women who don't respect, like you're in a bad relationship. Yeah. That is where all of this is coming from.
Convince yourself you're having a good time. Like,
if you're not having like the craziest sex or whatever with the girl, like if you're not like, if she doesn't like, if she's not like crazy for you, you should not be in that relationship.
Yeah. It's also like these people are in like horribly porn brained for sure.
For sure. Coomers.
That too. Huge that's coomers. A big part of it. And that's probably where some of their like sexual dysfunction comes from.
This guy, wine lover Mark, says, "I learned how much my wife and I trust each other."
Okay.
I'm gonna go ahead and take a peek at wine lover Mark's profile.
That's not a. I'd love.
That reminds me. Someone posted on the Austin subreddit recently. Like, oh, I had this scary road rage incident where some guy in an F-250 was yelling at me. Which does suck. I mean, you know, nobody should road rage or whatever, but like,
fire your gun through the windshield at him.
And then like
that's how you deal with it. Like a million times.
No, you just, if they come up to your window, you get the gun out, you show it to them, you remove, right?
You point it directly at your own balls. Let them know you're freaking loco.
I'll fucking do it, pal.
You just press,
check.
Make sure
you better fuck my wife
chamber.
Right now, or I'm gonna blow my own balls off.
Get in the car. You're gonna fuck my wife, pal.
He says yes. Like, he says yes. You get hard so fast it hits the trigger by accident. Blows his cock off, and then you can never get hard again. Tragedy.
Because
you go to post on Reddit, and you're like, "Oh, I had a little mishap
welcome
today."
Welcome to the Twilight Zone.
Had a little mishap today.
But like the bottom few comments on the post were like, interesting history on your Reddit profile there. Or like one guy was like, I just looked at your post history and surprised you didn't get your ass kicked, you little faggot. It's like he was just somebody who posted on like he would post on like
saw your post on our Beanie Babies
he would post on like Gone Wild and just be like, wow, you're so beautiful,
just horny.
This makes me so horny to see you getting naked.
What's my favorite
pussy lips,
what's my favorite part of this
breasts
picture
and nipples,
your smile actually. It's actually your
like
smile
responding to the like prompt of the title of the post that was like copy and pasted from like a fucking god knows
I'd love
what. Like my stepdad said that my butt's small, what do you think?
I'd love to see,
and everybody's like, oh, I would fuck your butt I'm gonna fuck your butt.
I'd love to see like a data mine thing, like some guy on Kiwi Farms did one with Discord that showed like an overlap of like people who shared pedophilic content and like what servers they congregated in. I'd love to see somebody who did that, but with like these cuckold guys and what Reddits. Like, you can do it off post history, but you know, if they're like just lurking,
yeah.
Like, I want to see where they're hanging
out.
Like, what the crossover is of where they're hanging out at. Like, you find out there's a lot of them that are like on our yard working and stuff, you know? Like,
so,
yeah.
I just, if there's another
like
thread
anti-work
in the cuckolding psychology subreddit that said podcast recommendations. Now, this is for everybody that listens to the show.
Oh,
you need to go there and comment Western Promises. Yeah.
Please.
But somebody recommended this show, which is called Extreme Cuckolding.
Oh, shit.
With Amaryllis Bolin.
Oh, shit. This has got to be good.
Welcome to the Extreme
Cuckolding. This is the, like, Aaron McIntyre
with your legendary host and cuckoldress, Amaryllis Bolin. Let her 20
I know what I'm listening to this week.
Your guide into your ultimate fantasies.
Coming to you live from Las Vegas.
Hey, folks, I want to talk to you about the Rich Wallet.
Before we get started today.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with the Rich Wallet, all right?
Established titles.
Thanks for tuning in. And if you are a new listener, thank you and a big welcome. As always, you can contact me on Discord if you have any questions.
Oh no, she's going to Discord.
I just want to join a wonderful group of kinksters.
I don't like that phrase. Nope. I don't like that word.
Okay, I want to talk about different cuckold humiliation techniques.
This southern drawl is crazy.
I let my bull fuck my ass raw.
Cuckold techniques.
To that of your well-endowed lover.
We come from a long line of cuckolds.
Every stroke.
I'm going to show you.
We've been cuckolding in these mountains for years.
I'm going to show you a great soup recipe you can make in your cuck's ass.
So we've been panning for bulls in this here river for years and generations.
painful.
Now that's what's called a fool's bull. He's got a shower, not a grower.
Without ever being allowed to climax. Both men stand close enough for the contrast in size to be abundantly obvious.
How dare you?
We call this one the dick measuring contest. Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Holding them side by side so that the difference is undeniable to your cup.
This is making me so upset.
Kneeling between them.
How dare you, Amaralis Bolin?
The fucking elevator music in the back is so funny. It's like a funny production choice.
Why he's nothing but a pathetic little worm, unworthy of satisfying you.
He's doing something to me.
And that's who you want to. That's how you want to marry. Physical is the person that you view that. Yeah,
makes a lot of sense. That's a good foundation to build a relationship on.
Yeah. Because sex and love are actually different. Sex and love are separate things.
The contrast in size with cruel precision, asking questions and forcing your cuckold to respond. Each question becomes another nail in the coffin of his self-esteem. As you mock
tiny excuse of a cuckold. I thought he was supposed to be having fun. I thought he was supposed to be having a good time here.
No. You fell for the same trick as he did.
Gives you the perfect opportunity.
Yeah, that'd be so funny in the cuckolding subreddit being like, we tried it and it made me feel really bad and awful. I was like, hey, bro, your brain's broken.
You got to get out of here, man.
Yeah, something's wrong with you.
Go watch some more porn and then come back, buddy. Go watch some more JOI and come back here and hang out with the adults, okay?
There's a guy that makes videos. He's in a nursing home and has a disgusting growth on his head. Check out. He's part of the intellectual dark web.
Intellectual cuck web.
Intellectual cuck web.
Yeah. I was thinking, what if the intellectual light-skinned web?
Ooh. You know,
intellectual redbone web.
Somebody call Cullen. Yeah. Number one light-skinned individual in the universe. Yeah. I love those clips from Joe Rogan where Dave Rubin's like, yeah, we're like, it's so crazy. We're in this like intellectual dark web thing. And Joe Rogan's like, yeah.
Gayest thing anyone's ever said.
About that.
I don't know
if we actually are.
Yeah. Dave, if you can lift that gorilla head kettlebell one time, you can stay on the podcast.
You'll be allowed to return again.
Oh, can I use my ass?
It's got the best grip. It's got the best grip. Yeah,
everybody that knows you thinks you're IVF. Surrogate mother. I think that's sick shit.
I think those kids you bought is really cool, dude. It's really cool that you just milled some children and bought them. That's neat.
Yeah.
And paraded them on this fucking social media. You fucking weirdo.
But it's cool we can have this conversation.
Yeah.
It's really cool. Just a couple of dudes hanging out. Ordering cabinets off Wayfair. Yeah.
Ordering the Esmeralda.
We're brought to you by this $35,000 credenza from Wayfair. If you use the link in the bio, you'll get 10% off.
It's called Casey, the Casey Anthony Jr. That's our favorite credenza.
JonBenet.
Oh, thanks so much for listening, everybody. Listen to Lifting in the Runes.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And then patreon.com/lessonpromises. And that's it.
Yeah.